Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio Show, where I talk to people who have got shows on Grow Radio, and I talk to them about their podcasts. I talk to them why they started it. I ask them all about it. I ask them what key episodes you should listen to, what tips you can pick up on it, and so much more. And today, I am joined by my good friend and buddy, Simon Clarence. Now, we're going to be talking about his podcast, which is called Brand Club. It's played on Grow Radio every Wednesday at 5 o'clock and every Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. And me and Simon, we've worked together on different projects. He is the person who's designed our logo. He's designed our slides and designed lots of stuff in the background for different bits. Hell, even the cover art for this podcast, he's done. So for me, he's the only person who I go to for design work. And without any more intro, let's bring him in so we can have a chat. So Simon, how are you doing, buddy? How are you getting on?
Hi, Gary. Thank you for having me. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Yeah, really excited to come on here today and then talk about the podcast. As I say, we'll go into it more, but it's been a personal kind of journey for me. So I'm really excited to be able to share it and just, share the information with everyone.
No, thank you so much for being part of it. And to be fair, you were part of Grow Radio from the start because you were actually one of the first people who heard about Grow Radio. Because for me, when I was first came up with the idea of Grow Radio, I had to see it to kind of really understand it. For me, I went to you and said, look, launch a radio station. Let's work on a logo together. That's what you did. So you designed the Bad Boy, which is the Grow Radio kind of logo. And from there, the brand kind of took hold and went from there. So you actually were one of the first people who I spoke to about Grow Radio, which was fantastic. And then you launched your podcast, Brand Club, and that's been played on Grow Radio since.
It has. And yeah, I say from the minute you said about it, and I think it was important to say already that it's one of those things, it's very visual. I could give you lots of ideas in a call like this. I could tell you what my thoughts are, but you're not always going to take that in because we're visual creatures. As humans, we learn visually. So by putting something in front of you and then going through the kind of process of development and the collaboration, we kind of got something that was really, really strong, but it also synced in with you and where you wanted to go with everything. So yeah, I was very privileged to have that insider information, one of the perks of the job. But yeah, you know, I worked with that with a lot of brands that I work with. I love the fact, and it's one of the many perks for me of what I do, is that I am part of the journey and I have been in there. And obviously, I want to see you thrive. And just knowing that I've been a small part of that is, you know, is really beneficial and rewarding for me.
It's brilliant to have you on board. And we worked together before the Grow Radio brand kind of came about. You did branding for Grow Marketing Media, so Grow My Brand. And other bits as well before that, I can't remember what it was, but I think that was the first main kind of bit. So for me, it was natural to incorporate the Grow Radio brand into the Grow brand. But anyway, folks, we digress because this is all about podcasts and all about
science. We could talk a while.
We could, and trust me, we've already been speaking for a half hour off air, so we can talk quite easily. But your podcast is called Brand Club.
It is.
Tell us a little bit about it. What's it all about and what kind of topics do you explore?
Well, thank you. The overview of Brand Club is that obviously I work with clients on branding and creativity. Now, one of the things that I really wanted to get across to people is to educate them about what a brand is, because it's one of those terms. It could be seen as a marketing term that's just thrown around when you run a business. Oh, you need to get your brand and your branding sorted and things like that. And to me, and seeing and talking to a lot of people, they don't fully understand what it is. So I thought, why don't I do a series of podcasts and let's see how it goes. And there are other reasons why I did the podcast, and obviously we'll discuss that later on, why I came about doing it. But in essence, the podcast is different areas of branding, some that are quite obvious that you might already know, some that are not necessarily so obvious but are talents and skills and education that you will need that will really help you push that out there, especially if you are a solo business owner. And yeah, the whole series, I speak to very different business owners in different stages, different specialities, all of which we just have a very kind of informal chat about their business, about my business, and how we both can focus on that one topic of that particular episode to help people grow and understand their brand.
I see. And season one consists of 15 episodes, if I remember correctly.
That's correct, yeah.
And I love the fact, as you've already alluded to, that there's a range of guests talking about completely different topics. And also I love the last one, which is obviously your other half talking to you about your kind of about what it is and what you do as well, which was, I love that kind of mix, but also I love the fact that you got your other half to be able to do that. And she wanted to do it.
She wanted to put me on the spot. She wrote all the questions. I had no input in the questions. I didn't know those until we actually recorded them. I hand on heart, I did not know that what was coming. And I think I know you're going to ask me later about different episodes, and I'll talk more about those. But if we're just talking about that last episode, it really was the kind of, you know, when you get like a Blu-ray or something and you get that bonus footage, it felt very much like that. It gives you a proper feel about me as a person and as a professional. And I think people will really enjoy that episode. I think it's one of the longest ones in the series, about 45 minutes. But that's simply because, you know, me and Gemma's my wife, by the way, we just, you know, she really gets what I do. She obviously knows me the best out of anyone. And she knew the right questions to ask. And we have a bit of a... without saying unprofessional, it's not an unprofessional podcast, but we do have a bit of banter in there, and it's just a really fun episode. But also it gives you a massive insight into me and the way I work, and I'm really proud of the way I work and the process, as you'll know, as we've worked together for many years. But I think that's one, if you want to learn more about me, go straight to that one. Obviously episode one is an intro to the overall podcast, but episode 15 it's very much all me laid bare, pretty much.
And you say it's 45 minutes long. It doesn't feel like that when you listen to it, because what you actually listen to, what you hear when you listen to it, is just two people having a chat, and she does ask some really good questions, and you do give some honest answers into it. So for me, I doff my cap to you and say fair play. And you know, if there's more episodes like that to come up,
I was going to say a bit of a teaser, but for season two, which will happen in early 2024, I'm planning, I think we'd have to do it. We'd have to do another kind of episode like that, because it was really fun to do. And listening back to it, obviously, when I was doing the editing and stuff, I was actually thinking, I actually know my stuff.
So talking about knowing your stuff, before we go on to kind of any other topics, I know there's three pillars kind of to your kind of ethos for your branding, kind of what you do. So just quickly, can you just give, literally in a couple of minutes, just give a quick overview of those three pillars, because this forms into the why you started your podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think it's important to start here. And this hasn't always been the case. This is something that I've developed. You know, we all develop personally and professionally over years. And it's something in the last couple of years that's really come to light with me, is that, as I mentioned, one of the reasons I set up the podcast was to give people knowledge and education around branding, so that once they understand it, they can properly implement it. So the three pillars is to educate around all things branding and also creativity, you know, but to me, they're linked together. So once you've got your core brand, and then you've got your visual brand, or your internal and external brand, as I call them, the next stage of that is using your branding, which is completely different from just a brand, into everything else you do. And as long as you're in business, branding never stops. So that's a massive part of it, but it's all part of one greater brand machine, as I call it. So the first pillar is to educate. Second one is to motivate. So once you've got that education and you understand about your brand, I want to bring content that says to you, right, you understand it. Now, if you use it in this way, this can get you moving forward. It can generate new ideas for your business. It can help put you steps away, further ahead than where you are at the moment, which is what you want. So it's all about motivation of, use your brand this way, you can get there. And then the third pillar is to create. And obviously that is when, you know, I work with clients on that, but obviously you don't necessarily have to come to me. This is a sales pitch. But when you create your assets, when you build your brand and use that as your cornerstone to produce everything else that you put out there. So yeah, the three pillars are to educate, motivate, and to create.
Nice. So now people understand that.
Yeah.
And they understand that the podcast was a way of you communicating that message to your audience. I know podcasting doesn't come naturally to you.
It's not just podcasting, but it's as a natural introvert, I've had many years of being quite happy sitting in the background, let's say. And the irony is what I do is I help people build that kind of identity and help them stand out. So I'm very good at that. And that's not me just blowing my own trumpet. That's obviously from feedback stuff. But I know that I can help people put them out there, continue putting themselves out there to push themselves out there. But as we know, it's a lot easier to say these things than to actually do them and take the action ourselves.
Yep.
And that's when that little voice, that imposter syndrome does creep in. And I've been a massive, I don't like the word because it sounds too serious, it is, but you get what I mean, a victim of imposter syndrome. I think a lot of people have, especially if you run a business as a solo business owner. So Brand Club for me was a very personal project in the fact that I didn't go in thinking, well, this is going to get me loads of reach. It's going to get me out there. It's going to get loads of inquiries and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. If that happens, then fantastic. I'm all for it. But the main thing for me genuinely was to actually do it and to get it out there. And the fact that I've now got 15 episodes in what I would like to think is a very varied but strong season one, it's really kind of touched me in the right way. You know what I mean? It's made me feel really kind of proud of myself. And that's another thing I talk about with people and their brands and their creative. I want people to be proud of things. So for me, it's pretty much taking my own medicine. And yeah, it's a massive tick that I've actually done it. And obviously being able to talk to it on this platform with you, Gary, is kind of, it's bringing it all back to me again. So it's making me quite, well, smile inside.
To be fair, when it comes to kind of imposter syndrome, and firstly, thank you for kind of mentioning it. And thank you for talking about it, because I think it's a topic that a lot of people deal with in their own different ways. Some people like to bury their head in the sand. Some people like to kind of tackle it head on. Some people just kind of think, oh, well, I've got a massive to-do list. I'll leave it until tomorrow. And tomorrow never comes. So for me, I thank you for having this conversation, because I think it's important to hear someone like yourself who's got a podcast, who's got 15 episodes, which is more than 90% of podcasts out there. There's only a very small proportion of people who actually get over the sixth barrier episode rather than kind of 15 like you have. But I always love the fact that you've said, you know, you didn't do it for the reach, you did it for you as a personal project, because I see so many people talking about setting up their own podcasts to sell the latest book, or to drive traffic to their website, or to kind of become the next Joe Rogan, or whoever, you know, insert popular podcast here. You know, it's, that's their reason for doing it. Well, actually, you're quite honest and going, look, I started it for me. I wanted it as a personal project. I wanted to develop me as a person to be able to do it. I love
and
that.
I feel like I've done that now. And don't get me wrong, you know, if people out there, they like the tone of this this lad from the Midlands, you know, and this Brummy wine, then so be it. And that's fantastic. I'd love to hear from people. And because as I've always said to you, Gary, I truly believe that we should help people with the skills that we've got, and a massive advocate of that. And if Brand Club helps just a small percentage of people, and they can actually get that a light bulb moment from it, that they actually think, yeah, I can do that, I can apply that to my business, I'd love to hear from them. Because to me, right, box one is already ticked. I've already done it. I've already enjoyed the process, the recording, the editing, the uploading. I need to go big on the share. There's obviously a story why it's I'll be completely transparent. It was, the episodes were recorded at the end of 2021. So 2 years ago, pretty much. 2022 started off quite, what's the word? It was quite a difficult start to the year, one reason or another. I won't go too much into that. But then obviously last autumn, I got rushed into hospital, had an emergency operation. I was out of action for about 2.5-3 months. So that's really put things on the block. But all this time, I know that I've had the assets there, and I've really enjoyed getting back into it. Really enjoyed wanting to put it out there when the time's right. And I do need to promote it more. But box one is ticked because I've done it. So box two is sharing it with the world. Now, I've already ticked box one, so anything else from there is a bonus for me. So I'm really excited to share it with the Grow Radio audience, and obviously on my own personal platforms. And just if anyone enjoys it, it feels like an extra bonus to me. Anything I get from it now is a bonus.
Brilliant. And so talking about the episodes and talking about season one,
yeah,
there's 15 episodes. And if you're a new listener to the, I keep calling it the Brand Club, but it's not, it's just Brand Club. So if you're a new listener to Brand Club, what episodes would you recommend people kind of diving into to get a good idea of what your show's all about, but also any episodes which is just kick-ass and great content?
One thing I will say is that all episodes are very different. Obviously, whether there's three solo episodes, which is just me talking about a popular topic in branding that will really help you. I think episode one, it's only about 6 minutes long. It's an intro. We've pretty much covered that today. But if someone is going in, they want that kind of overview of the season and why I've done it. Episode one is amazing for that. I think some of the other episodes, I mean, they're all great in their own way. So if anyone's listening that isn't one of the episodes and I don't mention you, I love you all to bits. And I think they all bring their own value. And I've tried to communicate that in the titles, etc. So I think episode five is with the amazing Dani Wallace. I think her story from where she was to where she is now is just absolutely magnificent. And how she got there and how she evaluated her brand and her presence is really inspiring. Episode seven with Gus Bandel. I think what we've tried to do in this one, and this is a really good episode to explain why I'm doing Brand Club and how I'm diversifying topics, is that we talk about LinkedIn. So developing your personal brand and how you can put yourself and your and be authentic on socials and things like that. So that's a really good episode. Episode 11 is with the UK's number one motivational speaker, Brad Burton, who's also a good friend of mine. If you've ever heard any of Brad's stuff before, you know it's incredibly powerful. Excuse me. Incredibly motivating. And we talk about where Brad came from, where he is now. And we'll be doing an episode in season two as well, because again, it's a bit of a spoiler, but I've recently been working on more of his personal brand. So I really took him to the next level as well. And obviously between us, we've really pushed that on and gained clarity into his work and his services. And that's a really good episode. And then episode 15, as we mentioned, is the one where I get interviewed. And I think that one's a really good kind of, I'm glad I did that one last, simply because it gives you a really good overview of me as a person. So obviously you get knowledge from all of them, and you will get knowledge from episode 15, but it's also more of a personal touch one, so you can get more about me. And I think, yeah, they're all great, but I think those are the ones that I'd stand out and pinpoint.
Nice. And to be fair, I think one thing that we're going to kind of cover in more detail in future episodes of the Grow Radio Show isn't just the value of those key episodes, but it's the value of listening to the whole series all in one go. Because actually, when you start to kind of link one episode to the next episode after the next episode, it makes a massive difference.
Compounding the effect of the knowledge. Okay. And I think there are, I'm not going to lie, there will be some points that I bring up that are probably similar to each other. But it's all about reinforcing those key messages, because they're core aspects of branding, which are really important, but they apply to different topics. So of the ones I haven't mentioned, we talked to a lovely lady called Laura, who talks about confidence and owning yourself and your presence. We talked to Chris Dawes about your website presence. I speak to Claire Brumby, who built a brand up and then sold the brand and still involved in the brand, but then developed another brand around her own personal coaching services. We speak to Stacey Calder about the power of having a community and having cheerleader base. So as you can see, there's lots of different topics, but they all kind of focus looking at them from a brand perspective. And that alone should give you an idea of how wide and vast the topic of a brand is. And that's why I wanted to do it again. And that's why I feel it's important that everyone gets this education, so that they can realize and identify in their business where they are, where they want to go, and how to get there.
And this is why I wanted to get you on the show and to kind of talk to you about it. Because, folks, if you haven't tuned into Grow Radio at 5 o'clock on Wednesday or Sunday at 11 o'clock, then go to wherever you listen to your podcasts, go to YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you know, those places, and subscribe to this podcast, because the content and, as I said, you know, the range of people talking about it, it's going to help you. And when Simon says about the key messages being repeated, it's because they're key messages. They're the fundamentals. If you don't repeat them, they're not key messages. So
don't get me wrong. When I was doing the editing process, I was thinking, "Whoa, I'll go on a bit." But when I think about it, why I actually do it, it's only because I feel it's so important and actually to get that across to people. You know, when people say about retention of information, you need to hear it so many times before it sinks in. I think the key messages, and that's why I've loved doing it so much, that each episode is so varied with the person, the personality of that person, the topic we're talking about, but the underneath it all is this underlying foundation of building a brand for you and to give you an understanding to help you build that brand.
Brilliant. So we've come to kind of the end of this interview, but to be fair, I think it's probably going to be a part one of a couple of interviews, because I want to get you back talking about the branding and about the brand evolution of Grow to Grow Marketing Media and to now Grow Radio.
Absolutely.
So let's have a chat about that again later on in the year. But for to kind of close this interview off, there's two things I want to find out from you. First of all, what if you're going to leave your kind of members, the listeners, the audience that we've got, one kind of big top tip? This could be based inside the podcast or outside of it, whatever you want. What would be your kind of one big nugget be?
I would say never underestimate the power of your brand and what it can do for you. And of course, I'm a massive believer of you don't know what you don't know. So get the education around it, understand it. And then once you do, you'll see a bigger picture and you'll learn how to implement it. So never underestimate the power that the brand can do for you.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, obviously, folks, please connect with Simon. Check out his podcasts on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, and obviously Grow Radio as well. Check that out. But more importantly, connect with them. And Simon, if people wanted to connect with you on socials, on your website, how can they, buddy?
My website is www.simonclementscreative.co.uk. All my social handles are on there. I am on Facebook. I am on Instagram under The Simon Clements. I'm on TikTok. No funny dances there, I'm afraid. I'm still leaning into that platform. But as I say, I'm on Facebook. I'm on standard profile. I have got a brand club group on there that I will be doing more of in the new year. But yeah, any of those is absolutely fine. Or you can email hello@simonclementscreative.co.uk.
Brilliant. And all of those links will be in the show notes. So wherever you're listening, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to find it underneath. So click that arrow to get this kind of Dropbox drop down and then go from there. Simon, you've been incredible as always. We could talk for ages. Let's get you back on the show to talk about the brand another time. But Simon, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Gary. And hopefully my throat will be coming back from a cold. So yeah, apologies for that if my voice went a couple of times, but hopefully next time that won't be the case. But no, thank you for having me. Thank you for the opportunity to share my content on Grow Radio. And I look forward to people hearing it and hearing their feedback.
Thank you very much. No, absolutely spot on. And please never change. You're fantastic. Cheers, dude.
Thank you.
I'm going to chip you away and I'm going to do a quick outro now for the peeps. But thank you so, so much. So you've heard it here. You know, this is the person who wanted to start the podcast to develop him. He did. He ticked that first box. Now he's helping other people by giving them value through season two. So please check out season one. Check out, connect with Simon on his different platforms. And also, as I said, listen to his show. It is absolutely golden. That's why we've got it on Grow Radio. So for everyone watching and listening, thank you so much for joining us today. And take care, my friends. I'll see you all later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.